Blog Talk Radio.
I think we lost Augusto.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everybody. We have a show here scheduled with Augusto. He just dropped offline, so I'm going to have to call him back. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Doing okay. Yeah, we need to get Augusto back.
Hey, I'm here,
yeah,
Stuart.
Oh, you are back. Okay. All righty.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with this, what some are calling the beginning of World War III hot war. Larry, what have you got on the latest on this Russian response? Let's put it that way. To
well,
Obama.
What's interesting is, the fact that Russia, you know, after the U.S. Coalition forces bombed Syria, in other words, Assad's forces there near Aleppo. And also they shot down a Syrian aircraft. Putin has begun a massive bombing campaign, and they are pounding Aleppo. Now, there are scattered reports. I noted in your title of the show it said wars and rumors, and I'm glad you entered rumors. One of the rumors is reporting that possibly Russian ships has also fired cruise missiles, and Putin has struck some headquarters areas of the rebel forces, which would include possibly U.S. Leadership, Turkish leadership, possibly some Iranians, and maybe NATO. This is rumors, of course. This is not confirmed, but they are pounding Aleppo, and the report just out, I posted a little earlier, from Debka File, is stating that Assad and Putin have gone on the movement now, and the bombing campaign in the Aleppo area will also now be concentrated with a military move by the Syrian army in southern as well as northern Syria, and they will begin to push rebel forces and the Sunnis out of that country completely. So there's a big move planned. There's more Russian tanks, I hear, assembled in southern Syria, and there's a move on. A lot of war material.
Wow. Augusto, what have you heard? Is he here?
Did we lose Augusto again?
Yeah, I guess we did.
Also, there's some scattered reports, Stuart, that Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, I believe it is, has gone on a full alert and is recalling all the Marines, a battalion of Marines there, and moving war material. So something is up even in America, and if you tie in the reports coming out about U.S. and South Korean forces preparing a preemptive strike on North Korea, then we've got a number of fronts that are probably.
Okay, I'm trying to call Augusto back, so if you're hearing some ringing, that's what it is.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, I don't know what's going on, but, you know, everybody is having all kinds of trouble with phones and texting and all of that stuff. So is this part of Nibiru to get a little bit off the subject? We'll come back to the Russian thing. What do you think, Augusto, on what Larry was saying, and also all these glitches that are occurring?
Yeah. the thing is that now, you know, of course, we have been seeing, and we've discussed this in prior programs when I've been with you. They have been seeing, of course, videos, and people have been taking the videos of them of different objects in the heavenlies, and some are big, some are smaller, some are bright. But this thing that is appearing now is like black patches appearing in the sky, which looks like plasma, and that is what is being reported, especially over Germany. And this was, I got a particular one that was taken on September 20, and this is not good. This is not good because what this is telling us is that this thing, the plasma from this object, is beginning to make its presence known in our solar system. And, I do believe that this is probably what could cause the darkness that has been shown to so many people. Because this thing, whatever this thing, wherever this black patch appears, it blocks everything. It just, there's nothing, you can't see nothing in that area. It's gone. I really don't know. It's the plasma. If it's something else that is interacting with the plasma, I wish I had access to some of these people that know how to explain this. But all I can say is that this black patches are appearing now in different parts, and this is not good. This is not good because that means that plasma is now becoming visible in the skies, and means that this thing is getting closer now, very close to it's beginning to affect our the first heaven where we are at. And so I don't know. All I know is that there are reports now of this thing in different parts, and I was just wondering if you guys had seen it.
I saw a video. How about you, Larry? Did you see that? Where it shows
up
as
that one.
It's kind of a blotch, a dark blotch. Now, Augusto, how would you relate this over to the possible, well, you got the Roman Catholic prophecy of the 3 days of darkness. You had a vision, did you not, about darkness? It's kind of like gross spiritual darkness covereth the people, but the Lord kind of makes it manifest in the physical realm as well.
Yes, it is something that is closely associated with the passion of Nibiru. Of course, it happened during the Exodus. We read that it happened during the Exodus. A darkness. The wording there in the book of Exodus is a darkness that could be felt. Okay, and remember what happened when the darkness was about to come. The Lord told Moses to tell the people to go inside their homes. And not to come out, to go inside their homes, to put blood on the doorposts and the dintel, and symbolic of the blood of Jesus Christ, and
right,
to go in there and not come out. And because that night it said, and now these are the words written in the book of Exodus, the destroyer was going to pass. And so, I believe that something similar is going to happen when this object gets close enough to us. That is the what I have been shown in those experiences I've had, the dreams and the visions I've had. I have seen that darkness, and it's exactly like this, black patch, blotch, whatever it is. It's like that. It's something that is very dark. It consumes everything around it. There's no light around it. And, I couldn't see any stars. You cannot see any moon. You cannot see anything. It seems like every light goes out. Everything that is light goes out. It's sucked by this thing. So I don't know. I cannot explain it, Stuart and Larry. Maybe we need somebody like Stan Dale or somebody like that to explain this. How does this interact with our solar system and with the light to suck it out of it, and so that there's no light? I don't know. I can't explain it, but I know that is what happened in the book of Exodus, because they say so there. And we do know that according to the visions that have had, that, you know, that the children have had, for example, the children of Garabandal and of Fatima, that is what they saw. They saw the 3 days of darkness. Also, Pope Pius, I believe he was the one that saw that too. And and you know, when this happens, likewise, I believe it was Pope Pius. I was told that the people had to stay inside the doors, you know, indoors, inside their homes, not to come out, because there was going to be a lot of demonic spirits loosed during that time, that they were going to mimic loved ones, they were going to try to get the people to open their doors, and so forth. So we know that is what happened during the Exodus. And so we can take a page off of that and, you know, and apply it to our lives for whenever this event takes place. And, you know, the people have to realize when this thing happens, when this darkness, because of the plasma or whatever it is that's causing it, affects us and everything goes dark, the people need to go inside their homes, lock the doors, and plead the blood of Jesus on their home, their property, and not come out. Don't come out no matter what happens, because it's going to be very, very dangerous outside. And so we know from Scripture, Stuart and Larry, that the demons are going to be loosed. We know that it says there that for 6 months, the creatures that come out of the bottomless pit, they're going to torment mankind for 6 months. And except, you know, if you don't have the mark of the Lord on your forehead, they're going to get, I mean, they're going to get you. So, you know, this is just a very important telltale sign that is happening now with this black, you know, blotches appearing in the sky. This is not a good sign.
Well, I've heard reports also, Larry, maybe you left you to comment here, but has there not been black contrails as well showing up that are just dark as night?
I've heard that, you know, those chemical trails, a lot of them are darker now, and, you know, some have been reported black, and that's been a while back, but it's very, very strange. It's very strange, and I'm like, well, gusto, you know, this basically fits into something that has occurred before, biblical or historical. You know, we're back again to something that we haven't experienced in a long, long time.
Would this have anything to do, you guys, with a possible, you know, back in the days of Noah, Noah was given a one-year warning. When Methuselah dies, it shall break forth, meaning the flood. What kind of a warning do you think we would get as a one-year warning that probably only the Lord's people would know was a warning? Now, as I understand this, 3 days of darkness, that's a warning to the entire world, is it not? I mean, this affects globally. Is that right, Augusto?
I think so. I think so. I think that I believe that the those that know the Lord, those that know the Almighty Jesus Christ, they're going to receive a warning, and they have been receiving warnings about this now for a long, long, long time. The last warning I received was earlier this year. And I saw this object again, which I have seen many, many, many times. This time it was very large, very big. This is the biggest one I've seen in a dream, and which tells me that this thing is upon us. And so I don't know. Like we talked before, when we've done the other radio shows, there have been a lot of telltale signs from leaders, world leaders, like the Pope, making comments like last Christmas was going to be probably the last Christmas, the last normal Christmas. There have been people like President Obama saying that, you know, when he did the last dinner, you know, with the celebrities, you know, and the correspondents, he said that, you know, that this was going to be the last one, probably maybe the last one ever to be done. And, you know, things like that, that, you know, and of course, last year we heard, you know, Kerry, and I believe he was the foreign minister of France, that made a prediction, you know, that so many days until climate chaos. And of course, nothing happened when those days were fulfilled that he spoke about. But still, you know, all these remarks, very dark remarks that we are hearing from world leaders. It's not good. It's not good. It means it tells us that they are aware that something is fixing to happen. They just don't know when. They just don't know when, and I truly believe they don't know. I really think they don't know. They are in the dark as far as to exactly when this is going to happen. And, you know, they've been sharing little, you know, hints here and there. But I do believe that the Lord has given ample warning to his people. And there have been ample warnings now lately, you know, coming from different seers. And, you know, prophets and watchmen that have been told and shown by the Lord that a city is going to be destroyed. And they mentioned New York City. And I want to share something with you guys. I don't know if you have seen it, but there was a video that came out maybe a couple of months ago, 2-3 months ago. It must have been maybe in August. I think it was in August. Somewhere around there, of I think it were three remote viewers that recorded what they had seen, and it is incredible how closely those three remote viewers, everything they reported, how close they were one to another, and they didn't know each other from Adam, and they all identified like an incoming object. You know, through the sky, that was, you know, they smelled plasma burning. They smelled ozone. They said that it was very, very hot. It was sizzling, hot, coming in very fast. And they saw a lot of structures being destroyed, large structures like buildings being destroyed. And all three of these people, you know, receive the same thing through remote viewing. Now, I'm not endorsing remote viewing or anything like that, but I just found it interesting that all three of them saw the same thing.
And they were unrelated and did not know what the others were doing.
No.
I think that's the Farsight Institute that came up with that. And Dr. Doom, you know, Major Ed Dames, he's kind of held fast to the kill shot and the North Korean thing where they launch a nuke in anger. And but I was just wondering about the warning. Noah got his warning. So as it was, so shall it be. Maybe we've already received our warning, you know, with this breaking of war now.
Yeah.
I got a headline here. It says, urgent breaking news. Russia strikes back. We are at war. U.S., Israeli, British, Turkish, Saudis, Qatar officers killed in a Russian strike on Aleppo. According to the Sputnik Arabic language, the FARS news, these intelligence officers were directing terrorist groups in Aleppo. So things are beginning to come together, I guess. How else can you word it? Larry, have you heard any more about the 3 days of darkness or a period of darkness at all?
No, I haven't, other than what we've discussed and described. It's very interesting and very telling that the Tor codes, you know, as I've said before, you know, they're very interesting in 2016 to a 2017 time frame, and you know, they are releasing Matter of fact, one, you know, recently came out talking about a warning and an asteroid. You know, I believe Glazerson put that one out. But, you know, it's interesting that the 2018 time frame in the Torah codes, they're kind of holding back on and indicating that Messiah is linked up quite a bit in that. And, I believe October the 3rd, I think that's the day Hebrew calendar literally clicks over into 5777, and we're just days away from that.
You, just dropped what I was thinking. Well, that's typical of getting old. But there's a lot of stuff going on out there, and you talked about an impact event. I was reading somewhere, and I can't remember where it was, maybe either one of you guys could comment on it, where they've sent up these missiles to take a look at this asteroid that's inbound, and one of the missiles didn't alter its course at all. The other one hit it head on and broke it into two parts. Now, that sounds an awful lot like the Armageddon, the movie with Bruce Willis, where it broke apart. Have either of you heard any more about that? Because we heard that there was supposed to be an impact event anywhere from today through about the 25th or 26th.
Well, I guess we'll find out in the next couple of days.
Yeah, if it's true or not. Have you heard, speaking about an impact event, Augusto, have you heard any more about that Puerto Rican event other than what we talked about before? Have you had any kind of updates? I mean, why would the government send all those coffins and all that food? And remember in the movie Deep Impact, the address on the food was Puerto Rican. It was like they were trying to give a warning about where they expect this impact event to occur. Have you heard any more?
I have not heard any more about that, but I have been hearing and seeing that FEMA has been positioning a lot of its supplies, you know, away from the coast, mostly in the central part of the country, and you know, are waiting for that type of event. From what I am seeing, they are expecting an impact event around the 46, degree north. I think it's latitude. Which puts it around north of Virginia, just north of Virginia there, and and which brings me to that that experience I had with an impact that took place off the coast of Virginia, Maryland. I was there, and I was taken to it, and I was literally lifted, and I saw a hole in the ocean, and I didn't know what had caused that. I just saw the hole, and a lot of water just swirling around and then rising in a massive tidal wave, and then I was brought back, and I was standing right there on the shoreline of, I knew it in this spirit, that was right there on Virginia Beach, and the border of Virginia Beach and Maryland. So. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's the only thing that that I can say about that. I know that also I was shown something about the Norwegian Sea. Something's going to happen there, and of course I've seen several times a tsunami in Miami, Florida. So what I believe is going to happen, Stuart and Larry, is we're going to have not just one impact. We're going to have maybe a few impact of smaller objects like asteroids, maybe three, four, I don't know, maybe more, maybe more than that, because that is what seems to be the rumor, that that this big asteroid that the big China telescope spotted was hit by a missile, and it was fragmented into smaller pieces, but some of those pieces may still make it. So I don't know. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. But what I do see happening is that, you know, all this talk of war right now. And why is that? Why all of a sudden all this talk of war out of nowhere? And I truly believe that it is because, you know, this, you know, the powers that be, the elite, you know, they want a war. They really want a war with Russia, with China, with whoever, in order to bring in their new world order. And this event has to coincide with the arrival of Nibiru. They want to take advantage of that for maximum effect, you know, double whammy, if you will, and, you know, just, you know, be sure that the two-thirds of the human race is obliterated, like it says in the Georgia Guidestones, you know, only have a billion left to manage.
They would love that. They love sacrifice. Larry, speaking about the war, would you reiterate your missiles of October? Because this sounds like very much like this is when this is going to happen.
Well, I'll tell you what. The latest reports, too, and I think I told you this on the Intel briefing Wednesday, Stuart, was the fact that there was reports coming in about movements around Poland and also that Putin had begun regional exercises, you know, on those borders. And at the same time, you know, we got a post the other day that that NATO is moving a lot of forces quietly, you know, in that region. So you've got the region around the Ukraine and the Baltic states, and at the same time, you know, you've got the Middle East, and on top of that, we've got the South China Sea and really, really interesting reports, such, you know, like Rick Wiles asked today or last night, actually, for worldwide prayer because of a report of U.S. and South Korean preparations for a strike of some kind on North Korea. And we know that China supports them. So, you know, this is almost in any direction we're seeing the reports of some kind of war starting.
Well, it sounds like the Armageddon script to me. I mean, you've got Netanyahu and saber-rattling right on their border. And if I was Netanyahu, I think I'd be a little nervous in view of Ezekiel 38:39, that there's problems right along the border. And did I read it right that there's a Syrian military buildup that they're going to go after the Golan operation, the Golan War?
Well,
what's the status of that, Larry?
Yeah, what's happening right now, the last day or two, is Assad and Putin have begun, you know, the ceasefire is over. The Aleppo ceasefire, the Syrian ceasefire, it's stopped. They are now bombing continually. Now, there's also been movements of Russian tanks and a buildup of Assad's forces in southern Syria, down by the Golan, down by the Syrian Golan region. And there's reports that the big bombing campaign is going to move from Aleppo down into that region and bomb the rebels and the Sunnis out of that region. Now, at the same time, Stuart, you know, I had shared with you a report that Israel has suddenly received a number of warplanes and cargo planes and Hellfire missiles and other bombs in a large supply. And it just came in from the U.S. Now, I'm considering why. You know, that's my question, is why now? Because all of this has been held off so long, and it's already arrived. It's already in Israel. And matter of fact, when Netanyahu was in New York, he had at least 20 bodyguards, 20 surrounding him. You couldn't even see him for the guards. So something is
really
definitely up. Yeah, definitely. Something is definitely up in that area. And I think that Netanyahu knows where this is going to some degree, and he's prepared, and apparently now has a greater military outreach than ever before. And there's a breaking report, which I want to tell you about real quick, that just came out of Koenig's International News, reporting that there's been some mysterious outbreaks of fires in the oil and gas industry, petroleum industry of Iran, and they're suspecting a massive attack, cyber attack by Israel. And a lot of their petroleum industry facilities have been catching on fire. So that's not in American news. We're not seeing that. And by the way, Augusto, I know you're up there close to North Carolina. There's a report came out this evening from multiple sources of a massive call-up of Marines to Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, and says they've gone on high alert at that base, and they're calling all the Marines back for some kind of possible deployment.
That's no good.
Okay, here's another one for you in the article on Camp Lejeune. Also, we have learned that President Obama is planning to address the crisis in the next few days. What crisis is he talking about? The one of the Russian response? Or is he talking about another crisis?
Yeah.
Well, from the news guys, it could certainly be something happening on the Korean Peninsula just almost at any time, because we do know South Korea has confirmed that they had a military plan in motion to take out Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea, and we know what that'll bring. And then, we've got the China thing, we've got the Middle East, which is really flashing, and now we've got the Ukraine and the Baltic states and the Baltic Sea region. It's all there.
Well, this is what the Armageddon script said. There was going to be an outbreak in the Korean Peninsula. There'd be problems in China with the China Sea operations, and probably they would attack Taiwan. Trouble in the Baltics and trouble in the Middle East, which would spread the United States so thin they wouldn't be able to do anything. Have you seen anything like that, Augusto, envision-wise?
No, not particularly. Not recently, anyways. It has been quiet in that front. Of course, we've been praying against those things, wars and things of that nature. We know, though, that George Soros, he's deeply involved in stirring up the pot and starting a war, and also a war overseas, and also a war here in the U.S., and all these things going on with Charlotte and all the terrorist attacks there in Minnesota and different places. I mean, riots and more riots. This is what concerns me in all these things, that all of these things are happening simultaneously. And that worries me, because in what the Lord has shown me, in the visions he's shown me, the dreams he's shown me, it is this, all these things coming together, happening all at once. And, it started with the celestial object, with the celestial objects. And then everything broke loose, hell broke loose here on the planet. And so that's why I am concerned, because if this other business with the Nibiru and the asteroids, and if this was a non-event, if these things were not happening, and we're just talking about a war maybe happening, we've been through those kinds before. We've been on the edge of war and it hasn't happened, or a riot. I lived through the riots in 1966. And so I have seen that firsthand, and those were really, really bad. So it's not that, it's not like these things have not happened before. Like the same, we could say the same thing for earthquakes and maybe some volcanic eruptions. But all of these things happening at the same time concerns me, because that is what I saw. All of these things happening at the same time, and it all started with the celestial objects.
Wow. Okay, here's one for you guys to chew on. It's here. This is it. This is the culmination of so many things I've written about in the past. This is from Fritz Springmeier. I finally have a date to pass on, Friday, September 30th, 2016, more specifically, perhaps late in the afternoon of the 30th, for the IMF announcement. And let me see what the... Okay, the dollar status as the world's reserve currency, which some call the petrodollar, because large deals between nations are done in dollars, it can be said that 85% of global transactions are done in U.S. dollars. He says, I have explained many times that our dollar's VIP status globally has allowed the U.S. to create as many dollars out of thin air that it wants without destroying the dollar's value. Well, it's about over. He says, I have repeatedly discussed the moves behind the scenes to dethrone the dollar. Russia and China have been working behind the scenes to get the entire world to desert us. They have also been buying up high levels of gold. Now that moment that we have wondered about is actually upon us. The date is September 30th, 2016, probably in the afternoon, late afternoon, so nobody can do anything, when the IMF has plans to announce a world money. The IMF has been issuing low-key statements about this new world currency. Additionally, hidden on its site is a 42-page blueprint entitled Enhancing International Financial Security, which spells out in obtuse, difficult-to-understand jargon that they are going to announce this new world money. This is the global reset that Christine Lagarde has been talking about. When the dollar crashes, the IMF will run our economy like they're doing to other third world countries. Then he says this, and this is what makes me wonder about the timing of Russia going to war the way it is, Obama coming on to talk about some crisis, whatever that is, and now we find out, here we are the 23rd of September, what are we, a week away? From the 30th, about?
Yep, exactly a week.
Does that not make you wonder if this is all part of the orchestration to bring America down? Now, he says in here, what does this mean for you? Friday the 30th will come and go like all days for you. It will be like the 9.0 Indonesian earthquake happened. The resulting tsunami took time before it hit Thailand and India. But things will fundamentally change on that day. Dollars will be dumped for the new world money. And it won't be long before the stock market loses perhaps 60% of its value. He says, sell your stocks now. The world currency, whatever they choose to call it, will not be available to the common person, only the elite. So, like he says, after the global reset, your 401ks will go to zero. And wasn't it David Wilkinson that said there was going to be a bank holiday for like 6 months? Do you guys remember that?
I think so.
Yeah, that's what he said. Now, the thing about this is that, again, if they're talking about, you know, and I don't know if this was a, I don't know who released this. If does that article say where he got that information from? Because if they start leaking this kind of news at such a time as this, along with the war that they're, you know, trying to start up, along with all these other things, that is another piece of the puzzle right there that, you know, they're going to, you know, they're waiting. You know, it's like when somebody drops a shoe and you're waiting for the next shoe to drop. You know, it's like that. You know, we know it's going to happen. we know there's going to be an economic collapse or an economic reset, financial worldwide reset. We know that has been coming now for a while, but I wish we had some more confirmation on that. You know, where did that come from? Who released that? If that is a red herring or what? Because if that is real, if that is true, we are on the verge of something big.
Yeah, he claims he's gotten it from inside. Well, everybody has an insider, but, you know, this is kind of interesting. He says, as the federal government slips into disaster, now we do know they've been talking about a reset, a global reset. Lagarde has said that from the IMF. She said that for about a year now, that we're going to have a reset. But they didn't really tie it to a introduction of a world currency, but we have for years heard the rumbles that a world currency was in the making. Now, this is what he says further. As the federal government slips into disaster, they may simply resort to stripping all bank accounts of whatever money they need. It is not out of the question that they simply siphon off $5,000 of your $10,000 bank account. Understand, this is what is called financial martial law. Also, bear in mind the current state of affairs in America. Many Americans are fed up and ready to revolt. I get reports all the time on how close people are to revolting. This is his stuff. Should the elections not happen due to financial martial law, then we may see chaos from the crashing dollar, a revolt against our current status quo dictatorship. So perhaps the elite will actually get to use all that prepositioned UN military material. This is the end of America as we knew it. The globalists have no intention of letting Trump their globalist agenda with his nationalism. Their faked gig is up. Farrakhan and other black leaders are publicly endorsing Trump. Some of the Hollywood stars are now breaking ranks. The majority of polls are showing Trump ahead. This is now their plan. Financial disaster for us, for our rebellion, similar but worse from how they financially trounced the UK after the Brexit. So it's kind of an interesting thing, and who knows whether it's true or not true, but if you follow the trail over the last year of linked comments, or I should say like comments, considering this reset, something is going on. Now, wasn't it Queen Elizabeth Augusto? You were mentioning these leaders that said, well, you know, we're probably not going to have another Christmas. We're not going to have this, not going to have that. Didn't Queen Elizabeth say something along those lines as well? Seems to me I remember she said something about, well, probably this is our last Christmas celebration or something. Do you remember?
Yeah. Yeah, I read something like that where she said something, but then it seems like, it was taken down, and then they said, no, she didn't say that. So it's kind of hard to confirm that one because, you know how these people are, and they said no, they backed off and said no, that was not right, you know, whatever. But, I do recall she kind of echoed what the Pope had said.
Really? Okay. Now,
but again, it could not be confirmed. Yeah.
Here's something he does say, and I suppose this could be checked out by anybody who really wants to know. The G20 summit held in China, September 4th and 5th. At the summit, the nations agreed and pledged to dump U.S. dollars as the world reserve currency. Now, we've been hearing all this about America's going to lose that accord as the world's reserve currency. The secret accord was called the Shanghai Accord, an agreement to crash our dollar. Other world leaders at the summit included Merkel, Putin, Erdogan, or however you pronounce his name, from Turkey, Prime Minister of Australia, also attending World Trade Organization people, World Bank, and the IMF and the United Nations. As I mentioned a while back, only Japan and Colombia are the ones that did not betray America this and last year at the G20. So, the reason I bring it up is because there's an article here from Adaman Geller. The IMF proposes global wealth confiscation. As reported by Forbes, the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, dropped a bomb in its October monitor report. The report paints a dire picture for high-debt nations that fail to aggressively mobilize domestic revenue, which is nothing but code for aggressively taxing its citizens. It goes on to build a case for drastic measures and recommends a series of escalating income and consumption tax increases, which sort of confirms what he says. They probably just dig into your bank account and seize whatever they think they need to keep going. Anybody
now,
got any comments on that?
Well, I have a comment on something you were talking about earlier, Stuart.
Yes.
You know, talking about Trump and him being endorsed. Did you guys know that Ted Cruz endorsed Donald Trump today?
I heard that.
No.
Yes, I heard
really?
That. That's a fact. Yes, that's
yeah.
a fact.
Yeah, he endorsed Donald Trump, saying he will vote for him. And I mean, it came out on the Wall Street Journal, and yeah, it's a fact. And so, what that tells us is that this Donald Trump now has the backing of, you know, Ted Cruz, whether people liked him or not. He was second in in votes behind Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And he carried a lot of states like Texas and many other states, you know, especially that central part of, of the country. And there's a lot of people that are really, were not with Trump yet because of Cruz, because Cruz had not endorsed him. Now that he has endorsed him, I think you're going to see a spike in Donald Trump in the polls. And going back to what you were saying in the article that they are not going to allow Trump to win, I think that's correct. I think that they're not going to allow that to happen. Maybe use a false flag. Maybe this economic collapse. And maybe that's the what they're going to do, or a war. Maybe that war, they're trying to start a war. You know, all of these things, I think, are telltale signs that these people will stop at nothing to stop Donald Trump from becoming president, because that will ruin their whole agenda, their whole globalist agenda. And which brings us to another point that I would like to maybe throw out to you guys, see what you think. And that is the assassination. There have been a lot of rumors about, either Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, or both being hit, to stop this election, to stop Trump. And so this is something, this is on the hot stove right now, I think. And it is one of the, probably one of the many scenarios that they have to stop, Donald Trump from becoming president.
So really what you're saying is, without the hand of God upon Donald Trump and all of their efforts backfire, because God does have his hand on Donald Trump and wants Trump to, maybe this is the last and final call. David Wilkinson in his vision made a comment that America tried to turn itself around briefly, and then it failed, and it went all the way down the tubes. Could this be this operation now that we're watching unfold?
Yeah, it could
Anybody
be.
Anybody want to comment?
Well, you know, what's interesting, too, is you'd mentioned the Missiles of October dream that I had years and years and years ago, and it's never come to pass. But, however, I noted Steve Quayle had a report today up and saying that we're just days away from, he included the words Red October, just days away from Red October. And so that almost ties in with basically what you guys are talking about, and something really, really bad. Now, what's interesting, too, Augusto, is how that these certain holy days and the calendar change in the Hebrew calendar, we're about the same time frame. We're going into October, and all of this is occurring, too, I think, through, what, the 15th
yes.
of October or later?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, the high holidays actually, you know, we already began what is called, Teshuva, and but the Rosh Hashanah is October 3rd this year, and then Yom Kippur is the 12th, and of course that is the Day of Atonement, and you know, between the 3rd and the 12th is what is called Days of Repentance, or the Days of Awe. And so, you know, I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen during, you know, at that time, whatever is going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. It's going to happen either before or maybe after, later in the month of October. That could be, that could very possibly be.
Wow. Well, we all know we're it's got to happen because prophecy says it's got to happen. So it is possible, then, that no matter what their efforts, that Trump, protected by the Lord, could literally take office and rule for a little while.
Yeah, it could happen.
Yeah, that's
what do you
very
think,
possible.
Larry?
And that's one of the scenarios that I've been really looking at. I do believe, personally, and I agree with Augusto, I believe that Trump basically is reminiscent of a Cyrus the Persian king scenario. And as a matter of fact, it's interesting that Cyrus the Persian king took down the Babylonian system of his day, and it appears that Trump is focused on hitting the Babylonian system in America today. And I think that Trump card, as I call it, may be the only window of opportunity that we may have, and if it does not occur, we're toast. But if it does occur, we may have a slight delay, and some of these things like David Wilkerson talked about may actually happen in that scenario.
Well, if I may share something real quick, because, you know, and you all remember the George Washington vision, and I have
yep.
talked about that quite a bit. The Lord has impressed me with that a lot, and but what I wanted to share about that in this particular program tonight is, remember that what George Washington vision, what he saw, what he was told by the angel, right, the messenger, as he calls him, that all the nations of the world, I mean, especially those from Europe and Africa, he saw like a large cloud coming over here to invade America, okay? And America fought valiantly, and for a time it was like they were going to be overcome, but then the people began to pray, the people began to, you know, unite, and then the angel blew the trumpet, you know, the Spartan division, and he dipped his hand in the ocean and sprinkled it on the, you know, on over these clouds on the nation, and the darkness dispersed. And the nation got back on its feet. The armies that were being overcome by the invading hordes, that, you know, the army rose in strength and pushed the enemy back, and they, you know, the enemy left. And then he said, America, began to be restored. So what I'm trying to say is this, and this is just a scenario. Okay, this is just something that, you know, for people to think about, pray about, and we definitely need to do that and ponder. Could this be telling us if George Washington's vision is true, and it will come to pass, as he was shown by this messenger, that maybe someone like Donald Trump will ascend to the presidency, and that is when every nation in the world, all these globalist powers, will come against this nation to take it down, because they know that it has to be then destroyed. That is not going to be, if you will, ushered into the New World Order peaceably. And so this rebellion by Trump and the people that follow him, you know, they rise up to, you know, and then they take over the nation, and that's when this nation gets hit with nukes, gets invaded. And that is when people begin to pray, you know, and people begin to seek God, and maybe a small-time revival happens, you know, that people begin to seek God with their hearts and repentance, and God spares the country. You know, it's going to be destroyed, no matter what, it's going to be destroyed, but the remnants of the nation maybe, you know, can get back to serve God afterwards.
Well, it would appear to me, and I don't know what Larry thinks about it or you think about it, but it appears to me that it would almost require a third world war to wake up the American people, including the American Christians.
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Wow. Anybody?
And they would hit it.
About?
Yeah, and they would hit it. I was just going to add the last thing, Stuart, is that they will probably hit it hard and quick and take out everything, you know, the major cities. So it's going to be quick.
Yeah, unfortunately. Anything else on either of your hearts that you want to give to the American people? I think this thing is, we're getting awful close to something big.
Yeah, I would just say that a lot of email reports and people emailing me the last few weeks are saying that they feel like something is imminent. Now, they don't know exactly what, but something's in the wind, and a lot of people, they just feel like any day everything could change.
Yeah,
and it can change overnight, I guess, right? Is that the impression you're getting, that when this thing hits, it's going to be sudden and without much warning?
Yeah, it's going to be quick. It's going to be fast, and it's going to be horrific. And but like I've said so many times, I would much rather have someone like Trump there when this happens than Hillary. Because if Hillary Clinton and Obama or people like that are in power, the damage to this country is going to be beyond imagining. Horrific.
Yeah. And that's one of the problems, I guess, we have. But, you know, there have been those people that have had these dreams, I guess you could call them, or visions, that the Lord is going to hit America with three big events. And so I got one more thing here, and this came from that ne'er-do-well Sort Your Fall, and nobody knows who she represents. World on brink after Obama activates missile shield. What's that about, Larry, quickly?
Well, there are some reports that the missiles have been delivered. The missile shield, that's a NATO shield, basically a U.S. NATO shield, in the Baltic, the Baltic state region, and of course Putin has said he will not accept it, and the Russian generals have even said we will preemptively strike if that occurs. So I don't know. I don't have the confirmed data.
Oh, he may have or he may not have activated it, but he is definitely attempting to provoke Russia into a war. And they can force Putin to do it, actually. Anyway, you got any final words there, Augusto?
Well, people need to pray. People need to pray. Seek the Lord. Pray, pray, pray. Prayer changes things. And we need to pray a protection over Trump, his family. And people need to even pray over Clinton, that Hillary Clinton is not, you know, does not die, does not suffer any harm, because that would play also as well into the plan of these people. So just pray protection over both of them, and pray that you know, that the Lord gives Trump favor, that we may have a man like him. Although I don't agree with everything he says and everything he wants to do, he definitely is the one that people want in there. If we're gonna, if this country is gonna face judgment, we want somebody like him, not Hillary Clinton or Obama. So you need to pray.
Yeah, Larry, we're actually off air, but we do have phones.
Yeah,
listeners.
Yeah, I just totally agree with Augusto on what he just said. That's exactly a perfect direction for the people to pray, and I couldn't lay it out any better.
Okay, well, thanks an awful lot for both of you coming on. We appreciate it, and I will hopefully have you back on if we don't have major war going on next week. So, anyway, thanks a lot, Augusto. Thanks a lot, Larry. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Stuart. God bless you, Larry. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yep. Bye.